Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your home for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we continue in our study of Timothy. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 15. And in this passage of Scripture, instructions are given on how and for whom to pray, including praying for kings and all others who are in authority. According to Paul, it was important for Christians to show respect to authorities so that they could avoid trouble. In this way, they could hope to gain respect for their beliefs, gain new members, and lessen the risk of being persecuted. And to this week's saving word for us is encouragement. So let's go ahead and begin reading 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. First of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, and requests, and thanksgivings be offered to God for all people, for kings, and all others who are in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceful life, with all reverence towards God, and with proper conduct. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to know the truth. For there is one God, and there is one who brings God and human beings together, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself to redeem the whole human race. That was the proof at the right time that God wants everyone to be saved. And that is why I was sent as an apostle and teacher of the Gentiles to proclaim the message of faith and truth. I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. In every church service, I want the men to pray, men who are dedicated to God, who can lift up their hands in prayer without anger or argument. I want the women to be modest and sensible about their clothes and to dress properly, not with fancy hairstyles or with gold ornaments or pearls or expensive dresses, but with good deeds, as it is proper for women who claim to be religious. Women should learn in silence and in all humility. I do not allow them to teach or to have authority over men. They must keep quiet. For Adam was created first, and then Eve. And it was not Adam who was deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and broke God's law. But a woman will be saved through having children if she perseveres in faith and love and holiness with modesty. And so, today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Where Paul says, for there is one God, and there is one who brings God and human beings together, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself to redeem the whole human race. And so here Paul is trying to show Timothy how important it is for Christians to act properly, how they're going to let their light so shine before men, as we've been learning about in our services, and one of the ways that we do that in showing our submission to God's authority is that we are to submit to the human authority that God has placed over us. So, in doing so, we receive a good reputation with those around us, and especially those who are in authority, so that especially in a time of persecution like the Apostle Paul was in, that those that were in places of leadership and government would respect the Christians for the way that they lived their public lives. Paul goes on to say that he doesn't allow women to speak in the church, to have a place of leadership in the church, to teach men, to have authority over men, but they must keep quiet. And and that was addressing a specific problem that the church was experiencing at that time. Now, the fact remains that the women are not to have a authority over the man, but I think the conditions that Paul was addressing, where he had to be literally so harsh for the women, I think those conditions have more or less passed away, and we don't have the yelling and carrying on in our churches today, hopefully, that Paul was dealing with back then. So let's go ahead and pray. Gracious God, this day I pray for all those who hold positions of authority in our country. Grant them your wisdom, O God, and guide their decisions. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow we'll be in 1 Timothy chapter 3, where the Apostle Paul gives instructions for church leaders and helpers. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, keep hanging on to those promises of God's word. You keep bringing those petitions before the God's holy throne and lifting up your loved ones and those around you that have needs, and we will see God's miracle working hand at work in our lives and the lives of those we love. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.